been honored by us in regard of them all. He is God the Creator, God Most High, the Lord of hosts, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is the Alpha and Omega, the Ancient of Days, seated upon the throne of heaven. He is our wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is our rock, our refuge, our high tower, into which we run and are safe. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light of the world, the bread of life, the resurrection and the life, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. He is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, the God of Joseph, Moses, David, Deborah, Hannah, and Esther, the God of the New Testament writers, of all the apostles, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings. Every name of God says something different. So every name of God matters. And we ought never to take the name of the Lord our God in vain. God should never be referred to as the man above. God should never be referred to as the man upstairs. God jokes about God and sure he told it or wrote it. You wouldn't tell a joke, would you, about Auschwitz, where 6 million Jews died? You would say, that's a bad thing. Or in Northern Ireland, you wouldn't tell a joke about what happened in the Mon or in Skellen and Coman. You'd say, jokes about those things. If people tell jokes, it's God. God is in their jokes. Or people refer to hell, flagellate, very common, increasingly common in today's society. Or use expressions like, good heaven, or heavens above. Things of God should not be invoked or treated flippantly or casually or irreverently or disrespectfully. A second way in which this commandment might be broken is by using God's name as a swear word. Using it to make yourself appear tough or to make yourself appear cool. I think of different people over the years that I've been in conversation with them, and they've maybe the blasphemy just been flowing out of them, and after a while I can't take it anymore. I've said to them, look, can you stop the blasphemy? And nearly always the answer they say is, oh, I don't mean any bad word. That's like driving along, you know, and your speed creeps up, and it's a 30 mile an hour, and the policeman stops you and says, did you know you were driving at 40? You say, I didn't mean any harm by it. You've proven the law, whether you realize that or not. And when we use the name of God in such a casual, cheap way, we're breaking God's law, we're breaking his commandment. So take the name of Jesus as an example. Why do so many people who say they don't believe in Jesus, don't believe in the kingdom of God, don't believe in the gospel, why do so many people, their first swear word of choice is the name of Jesus? Why? Why not Allah? Why not Buddha? Why not Jupiter? Why not Mars? Why not Hare Krishna? Why the name of Jesus? Why not Satan? Have you ever heard anybody use the name of Satan as a swear word? I have. So why Jesus? Does it not show up the disrespect in the heart of men and women that they would so take the name of God so lightly upon their lips, it's like they're shaking their fists in the face of God and saying, what's that the devil? But we do it to God. Like the people in the parable that Jesus told, and they said, we will not have this man to reign over us. This commandment, it shows up our disrespect, it shows up our sinful hearts, it shows up the fact that in the very core of our being, we are rebelling and fighting against God. not square by